Bond helped with Band specifically, the Bruin Brigade, and what a passage of the Bond on Tuesday would do for you guys going forward.
Sure. So we're actually going to be putting new uniforms on the kids this fall, thanks to the last Bond issue. We're really excited about that. Uniforms are very expensive, especially with a large group like us. And in addition to the uniforms that we've got to continue to stay on top of, our equipment wears out very quickly. When we're putting it outside every day during marching band, we buy the best that we can with the money that we have, and we have to continue to replace. When I came here several years ago, I inherited a really tough inventory to deal with, and we had just started putting band equipment on Bond issues at that point, and we have a almost completely new inventory now over the last 12 years because of that, but we still have several areas of need that haven't been addressed yet. So we're real excited about the opportunities, and we appreciate the support.
Some of those areas of need that haven't been addressed, do you have anything off the top of your mind?
Absolutely. Specifically, we have bass clarinets. We need lots of bass clarinets replaced. Those instruments go out of alignment very quickly, especially when you're taking them in and out. We've replaced a lot of our bassoons, which are double reed instruments. We need to replace oboes. We need to upgrade more instruments in general. We want to be able to help out and have some instruments that are better playing quality for kids who need a little help getting into the band program. We have a few that have been donated to us over the years, but they're varying levels of quality, of course.
And, you know, when you think about it in kind of a broad spectrum a little bit, and this is something Coach Rigdon and I have touched on as well, as once again we're here with Spence Rigdon, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, and also Alex Clausen, who's in charge of the Bartlesville High Band Program, as we're going to talk about that BPS bond issue, which is going to officially come for a vote on Tuesday. Once again, early voting underway today at the courthouse until this evening. When you look at everything kind of broadly, you want kids to be excited about going into band, excited about attending Bartlesville High School. You want parents excited to send their kids there. And this is all stuff that kind of aids in that progression. And once again, that's just a high school thing. It's a Bartlesville Public Schools thing. But obviously, we're all tied in as a community with the school system, whether you have a child in it or not. And you want to attract people here and keep people here and keep people invested in this community. And certainly having nice things and engaged and active student body in different activities is a big way to do that. And obviously, this bond issue supplies that as well.
Absolutely.
Alex Clausen, Spence Rigdon with us. Coach Rigdon, other activities, obviously, Alex was here to talk about band. I know we can bring Coach Sport in and talk a little bit about athletics here in the next 5 minutes or so. Other things that kind of fall under your umbrella in activities that are helped out by the bond issue?
Well, I know one of the pieces that are on there, and Alex has a lot more information on this than I do, but I know that when you start talking about our Fine Arts Center, the orchestra pit, trying to keep that up to date. You know, and what a beautiful facility we have, and it's the same deal. We just want to make sure we maintain it the proper way. We want to make sure that we keep up with it and don't let it go too far out where it becomes such a big price tag that you can't fix it. So if you maintain it along the way, it continues to be an attraction to our high school, an attraction to our community, and that's one of the pieces that are on there that's important for this year.
Alex, a little bit about the orchestra pit. I know when you go to BruinBond.com, you can scroll through a few slides if you're interested in kind of really detailed information. Yeah. Obviously, they have stuff on a couple of the athletics items that Coach Rigdon and I have talked about with the press box and the turf, and I've also seen the orchestra pit, I think, outlined right along there with those items, the kind of the front of that slideshow. If people were at home wanting some more information, Alex, if you could kind of talk about that a little.
You bet. I think what a lot of people don't realize is our FAC is actually 15 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks beautiful, and we've taken really good care of it, but it's not brand new anymore. And when we originally built it, there was hope that we could put a pit in that could be raised automatically for safety and for manpower, saving manpower. And that was just one of those areas that had to be cut whenever we built it. And fortunately, for our kids' sake and our program's sake, the quality was not sacrificed. But over the years, it's taken a ton of manpower to lift that thing, lower that thing every time we have a show. And there is a safety element to that, too. And if we can get this machinery in to where it'll raise it for us and lower it for us, it'll be a whole lot safer. And we're not having to pull several maintenance folks over every time we need to do that and take a whole day of work. So it'll definitely be something to help improve the facility and allow us to continue to use it for many, many years.
I was glad you kind of mentioned the Fine Arts Center in general, because I know that you guys and Superintendent McCauley, when we're asking for people's money, which is basically what you all are doing, it's something that I think everyone with the school system takes really seriously. And if you go back and you look at, you know, kind of how does the high school treat their facilities or how do they upkeep them, you don't really have to look much further than that Fine Arts Center. Because I know when I came on board to Bartlesville back in 2014, it looks every bit as nice today as it did then. And when you go, and of course, as I do with a lot of the sports teams calling the games here on K1, I go to a lot of different facilities all across the state, same as Bartlesville's in Class 6A and Bruin Fieldhouse, and that Fine Arts Center is just as sparkling and as nice as any other facility in the entire state. And I'm certain, Coach Rigdon, that there are others that have been built since then or ones that were built in, you know, similar time frame to when Bruin Fieldhouse and that Fine Arts Center was built. They don't look quite as nice. But when you walked in there and you see that, I think, a plaque that is on the east side of the wall, right in that entrance, it says that it was built in 2004. And I can remember walking in there my first few days here at Bartlesville Radio and seeing that was built in 2004 and thinking to myself, this does not look like it's 10 years old. And it still has that same feel 5 years later.
Right. And that's something I think that there's been a big emphasis on, is making sure we take care of the things that we ask the community to invest in. And as you said, you know, we're asking the community for their money. But I know it's important to remind them that we're not raising taxes with this new bond. But yeah, maintaining the facilities, and we still have a huge attraction. We had the OSSA in there in the spring, and they walked into our gym, and they're ready to put a 4A regional in there. And I know our Fine Arts Center would be something similar that people are going to come in and see and say, we would like to host more events there. And that's part of the reason the press box is so attractive to us, is because it's going to allow Alex to have some competitions here at Bartlesville, which not only is a big benefit for our kids and our program, but even the economic impact that it has in our city. I mean, it's going to be felt, and we're proud to have those and host those and excited to have that opportunity.
We can talk a little bit about the press box and the athletic side of it. Well, we've got Alex in here. Let's talk a little bit about what that would do for the band program, because obviously Custer Stadium is again, just like everything else, it's a community-used facility. That's not just used for 5 or 6 Friday nights during Bruin football season. There's a whole lot of events that take place there throughout the entire year, and it involves more people than just athletics as well. There's other things, and Alex, if you could talk about that.
Sure. Well, most people probably know that the marching band spends a whole lot of time in there, too, in the fall, but it's not just band and football. As you said, there's tons of organizations and community members that use the facility. As far as the press box side and how it would affect the marching band, you know, most of the contests that we go to, we're going to have 7 adjudicators or 7 judges, and 2 of them will be on the field, 5 will be up top or upstairs in the press box. And you have a visual side and you have a music side, and we can't put those judges on top of each other if we want to get effective feedback. We want to make sure there's a little bit of space between them so they can really give us their input, their honest input. And it's got to have you know, facilities where if they need to hit the restroom real quick in between a band, if they need to rest for a moment, they can do that. Right now, I think we've done so much to improve our facilities at the high school and specifically there in the stadium. That seems to be the one area that we're just really not there yet. And if we can get there, I think not only can we host events, I think we'll attract a lot of folks, because from a band standpoint, our stands, the way they're designed, are very acoustically sound. Having the concrete and having as high as they go, it helps make a band sound good. And that's one of those things that not a lot of people realize. They don't know that. But the way our setup is we actually accentuate what a band sounds like. And so I think we'll have a lot of folks wanting to come in. With our new turf that we have now, that's going to be that much more realistic for the kids that are marching. The facility is just, that's the one piece of the puzzle we need. And if we can do that, I think we'll be able to host not only our own invitational type contests, but I think we'll be able to put in for serious bids for state level competitions as well.
And obviously there's an economic impact to all of this as well. When you're talking about hosting events, it's something that we've talked about over the last decade or so with the GAC tournament coming to Barone Fieldhouse, which of course was a result of that whole Fine Arts Center building back in 2004. Think of how many millions of dollars Bartlesville has benefited from people coming into town for that. And the same with band competitions or anything else. If you can get, you know, a dozen school buses coming up here with hundreds of kids and parents and coaches and whatnot, eating out or getting gas or whatever, obviously that benefits everyone with sales tax dollars and business owners as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alex Claussen with the Bruin Brigade. Alex, thanks so much. We're going to rotate in Bartlesville High head football coach Jason Sport a little bit to continue this discussion here on Bruin Buzz on K1. Once again, we're talking about the bond issue, which officially comes to a vote on Tuesday. A ton of coverage on the news side and also the athletic side available on our website at bartlesvilleradio.com. And since we just got done talking about the press box, coach, and obviously we talked about it as kind of a community-oriented thing with a band conference, there's obviously an athletic side to a need of a new press box as well. It was built in 1954, I believe, was the date. Yeah. 65 years old. There hasn't been a huge, you know, renovation since then. And boy, when you look at Custer Stadium, when you kind of come in from the east side and you see the freshman academy down there to the south, and you've got the nice kind of blue chair back seats, and you've got the tennis courts that were with the last bond issue on the north side there, and new turf, as we just talked about. It truly is aesthetically one of the prettiest, I think, 6A football facilities in the entire state. But then there's kind of a sore thumb right there on the top of it with that press box. It really doesn't quite go with everything else. Aside from that, Coach, either one of you could speak to this. There's a functionality where Bartlesville has just kind of outgrown that press box anyway, on top of the fact that there's some safety concerns. If you needed to put people on top, would you do, because it's so small? Needs in the new press box, why do we think that that's needed?
Well, I mean, first of all, to be efficient and do things the way we want to do them on a Friday night, we need to have between 26 and 35 people in the press box total. I mean, you're up there. There's a lot of people moving around. And right now we just can't fit people up there. It's just not efficient up there. And, we, you know, to do our jobs the right way, we need it to be expanded. That's the simple, you know, fact behind it. I've also been approached by a couple of different people about, you know, Coach, we'd love to come up and do a TV game, but logistically, we can't get visiting teams in there, radio in there, and everything we need there, plus host them for TV games and exposure, and something's got to change. We got to do something.
Spence Rigdon, the same type of question. I know that, you know, we've been in conversations with the athletic department and are involved with streaming some of the games on the internet starting this year, and we'll have more on that over the next several weeks as football season kind of approaches. But for instance, we've got a meeting scheduled with you and Coach Hancock within the next 5 or 6 days, and I know that's going to be one of the main concerns, is that we're going to have a Bartlesville High sports media class, which is new and fantastic, and everyone's really fired up about, that's going to help us kind of stream these ball games. But at the moment, I don't know that we have a terribly good place to put them. And of course, I'm up there along with Jay Stumpf. And of course, it's not just about us or me. You've got opposing teams' coaches, their media. You've got, you know, any other kind of media, you know, TV stations, as Coach Sport mentioned, Mike Tupo, the Examiner Enterprise, someone for the Tulsa World who might want to come and write on it. I know that I've been up there and had to deal with a disgruntled Tulsa World writer before, because there's no place to sit. I mean, it's much smaller than many schools' press boxes that are not even a quarter the size as Bartlesville's. And it really does kind of hinder what you can do, both in-game production-wise with Bruin football, but also just media-wise and helping students out, getting kind of involved with that stuff. And there's a lot of things that go into it that people probably don't even think about, that press box really kind of hinders.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the streaming. That's going to be something we have to get details figured out for this year. But you know, the other piece of that is opposing teams. There's more and more places going to this streaming abilities for their fans, and we want to do the same. And, you know, right now it's just not feasible for them to come to Bartlesville and do some of the things that's going on everywhere else. And a lot of that has to do with our press box. I mean, space is obviously one thing that's mentioned, but there's just the technology piece to those things that are also important, that, you know, the Wi-Fi and all those things that have to go along with it for them to be able to run their shows the way they want. We're behind on that, and we've got to fix it, and that's what the hope is with the new press box, is we'll have the capabilities to do more of those things for more people. And like I said, that I can remember a few years ago when Enid came over, they had a competing radio stations, and one of them was luckily inside, crowded. The other one went up on top, and I can tell you that was the night it stormed. And to have somebody up on top with electronic equipment and lightning in the area is not something that anybody would want to do, and it's something we want to try to avoid and just be good host for anybody that comes into our place.
Yeah, and I remember that pretty well also, on top of the fact that that press box is some kind of metal. I don't know what I couldn't tell you what it is, but yeah, it kind of sticks up there, and no question, I think that 65 years for that current structure is certainly long enough, and hopefully we're all kind of due. And once again, to make it also, you know, full encompassing, it's only partially funded for the bond issue. You guys have gone out and raised some of that money privately as well. All those details are available once again on BruinBond.com. So it's not just all publicly funded. You guys went out and got some private monies too to kind of go ahead and finish something off, which hopefully will just be, you know, functional for everyone and better looking and safer, but as you mentioned, not completely over the top. You know, when you go to Stillwater High School, that's a press box which is nicer than many college press boxes. Right. We're not talking about doing something like that. It's just something to kind of get up to what is needed for a 6-day football program.
Yeah, and I would say that for everything that's on the bond, the bells and whistles are not really what we're after here. Although we want to keep things up to date and in the current year, we're not doing extra, and that goes for the technology side of things and everything that's on there. We want to make it functional. At the Fine Arts Center, talking about the lift, you know, we're not talking about a remote control lift that we can set at home and move up and down. We just want to be able to do what's needed in that place to make it functional without all the bells and whistles.
Talking with Spence Rigdon, Bartlesville High head football coach Jason Sport here on Bruin Buzz Community Connection about the upcoming vote for the bond issue. Once again, it's going to be on Tuesday. Early voting has started. It started yesterday. It's going on today at the courthouse downtown. So if you're registered to vote and you're downtown for something, you can stop on in and spend a moment or two and vote. Those two questions, only because the state makes transportation have to be separate. So there's a transportation portion of that that you'll have to answer yes or no on, and then there's kind of the bigger overall overreaching bond portion of that, and obviously Bartlesville Public Schools urging you to vote yes on both of that those items. And Coach, last week we talked a little bit about turf at Bill Dunge's Memorial Stadium, turf at a softball complex. I didn't want to hit on that because that's kind of the other bigger athletics and activities kind of headline in the bond. Another thing, Coach, which just kind of helps move us a little bit further to being current, most other 6A programs in this side of the state have turf. Of course, I've been out to most of them. Owosso, just to our south, for instance, is one. Broken Arrow is another. Bixby is another one. I know that, for instance, when Bartlesville was in a regional just this past year, we're talking Bruin baseball now, they had to move that regional to a place that had turf because the natural grass field that it was actually scheduled to be at wasn't able to host it. So you've got, rain concerns where you can easily get ball games in if it's rained an inch or two earlier in the day. But aside from that, Coach, there's a lot of other things that turf out at Bill Dunge's and the softball complex would allow not only Bartlesville High baseball, Bartlesville High softball to do, but we're talking community-wide teams like the Dunge's Fort Indians, Oklahoma Wesleyan, and youth baseball as well. Community benefit from maybe tax dollars from outside teams coming into town and playing on what would be a turfed infield at Bill Dunge's Memorial Stadium would allow us to host some of those events a little bit easier. Can you talk about some of that?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, even today's a great example. Our softball team's scheduled to scrimmage and get their season kind of going. And, you know, if we had turf, we would be a place that people would come to get these games in. Right now, I think we're traveling to Verdigris today because they have turf as opposed to going to Claremore, who's natural grass. So those benefits are big because people, Even around the state, around this region, even up into Kansas, you know, they're always looking for places to play. There's always people who are searching for an opportunity to go play. And I would tell you, even when we didn't, I can remember 3 years ago that two JUCOs out of Kansas wanted to come down because we didn't get the snow that they had in Kansas. You put turf in our places, we become an attraction for a lot of people to try to move their games to. Not all of them are going to work scheduling-wise, but we're on the radar. I think that's going to be important. It allows our kids the opportunity to practice when other teams can't, which should be an advantage. Right now, you know, we wouldn't be able to practice today, and there's some teams that can. So, you know, it does put our kids somewhat behind, but we've got to do a better job of making sure that we use that time efficiently and use the indoor and those kind of things. But having turf allows us more opportunities. You talk about the community aspect when you mentioned all the teams that are part of this. And like I've told you before, we want to bring the Little League and the younger levels into this to host some big things. And we feel like we got facilities that are great. And if you add turf on it, it's just going to make it that much better.
Talking with Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Spence Rigdon and Bruin head football coach Jason Sport about the bond issue coming to a vote on Tuesday. And I just kind of wanted to wrap it up with this. Another thing that you and I have mentioned before on Bruin Buzz program, since this is the final one before the vote next week, is that a better high school, a more attractive high school, more attractive high school activities or facilities is really good for the community. It helps keep people here. If someone had gotten a job at Phillips and was trying to decide where they wanted to move their family to, maybe they're moving into the area from Houston, maybe they choose to between here and Owosso. Do they want to drive 30, 40 minutes up 75 and go to work, or they want to stay here? Obviously, a big portion of what the city has been looking at over the last 5 years or so is trying to keep some of those people here. Right. And this is a big piece of that, to be able to keep talent and youth and families in this community and shopping at our stores and keeping their money here and buying houses here. All that's good for everyone that lives in this town, and being able to support Bartlesville Public Schools with the passage of this bond, and of course the one that we had a couple years ago, ties right into that and kind of shows this region, this part of the state, that we're a community that is to be reckoned with, or a community that we want people to stay in and live here and participate in events here.
Right, and you know, it's also, I mean, I think it's fair to mention, even retaining our people that live and work here, our coaches. You know, it's an attraction all the way around for people who are looking to move into this area. I think this community has always prided itself on being a community that we have a great community, and if people give it an opportunity, they'll find that out. And if you continue to build these items and continue to support the schools, you're just giving yourself that much of a better chance to retain people who live here, people who may work here, coaches, families. And we've had people reach out to all of our coaches about, hey, we're looking to move in, and part of that is because of our facilities. We feel like that we're offering a great product to those people.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon and Bruin head football coach Jason Sport. Once again, that bond issue goes to a vote on Tuesday. We've got a lot of stories on our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, that deals with all the things that we just mentioned over the past half hour or so right here. And then there's a lot of other things to be said about the bond, with technology and other academics-related endeavors, Chromebooks and other things like that. And I know that we've had a lot of coverage and a lot of conversations with Superintendent Chuck McCauley over the last several weeks and months, getting kind of prepared for Tuesday as well. So looking forward to Tuesday. Hopefully everything comes out aces, and excited for what's to come at Bartlesville Public Schools with that bond issue. And, of course, the fall sports season, which is going to ramp up here in just a few days.
Yep, we appreciate it, and we really appreciate the opportunity to discuss this, because we know how important it is. And it's just something we want to do for our kids and our community and our school.
Jason Sport and Spence Rigdon with you for a kind of special extended version of Bruin Buzz. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
We're going to have CBS News coming up here in just a matter of a few moments on K1. Glad to have you with us. Light rain across the area, 74 degrees in downtown Bartlesville.
What does your auto insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote, 918-336-5460. This is KW.